Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS.
WGNS.
FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Back again on Rutherford Issues. Hope you are doing well. I tell you what, we could not be doing much better with the weather right now. It is simply gorgeous out there, and we're hoping for a repeat of this a week from this Saturday on the 27th. Candy, I guess you would take 85 degrees and no humidity, wouldn't you?
We certainly would, because this is going to be a day that we're going to be outside, so we need good weather.
Good weather, sunshine and 85 would be perfect.
That will be perfect.
Talking to Candy Clifford today. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator for Murfreesboro City Schools. And what we are talking about coming up on Saturday the 27th is the Blast Back to School event. This is, I think you were telling me, the second year for this?
This is our second year that we'll be doing this, parting with Cannonsburg Historic Village.
Okay, tell us what, I mean, it sounds like back to school, blast back to school. What can we expect?
Well, we are blasting back. We want to celebrate every child returning to school. And, you know, it takes a community to send our children back to school. So our teachers will be there, our parents will be there, ESP will be there doing face painting and games. We will have our Teachers of the Year there opening up the ceremony. There will be food vendors. We believe in city schools that it takes parents, it takes the schools, and it takes the community to send our children off, and that's what we're doing next Saturday.
You know, kids, I guess this is the second, or today is the start of the second full week.
Yes.
So they're just now kind of getting back into the groove of things.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. I think that our schools are, we're very proud of them. We're proud of our children. We have a lot of new teachers. Some good things are happening in city schools, and that's why we really want to celebrate, and we want everyone to come and celebrate with us.
I know we talked about last time on this segment when we spotlighted Murfreesboro City Schools about all the changes over at Mitchell Nielsen, so everything's going on over there at the
yes.
primary and the elementary, and lots of changes, but change isn't always bad. Most of it is really, really good, and I think all of this is.
Yes, and we want to get our parents involved, and that's the purpose of so many of these activities. And we want the parents to come and participate with their children. And we have over 20 community agencies that will be there that day to give information to parents of things that might help them to make their children be successful in school. And that's what this is all about.
It's 10 to 2 at Cannonsburg Pioneer Village on Saturday the 27th, a week from this Saturday. So keep that date in mind. 10 until 2. You can stay the whole time, come part of the time, just make sure you stop in, I guess.
Yes, and we'll be waiting for you. You won't miss the big MTSU helmet. It'll be out front. They're setting that up. We'll have the moon bounce going on, and a lot of good things will be happening, and that's the purpose. Let's celebrate children. Let's celebrate learning, and let's celebrate that every child be successful in our schools in Murfreesboro.
So the kids will have the opportunity to just kind of cut loose and have fun.
Yes.
While the parents can get a lot of vital information, I would imagine.
Yes, there'll be agencies there. United Way will be there. U2 Extension will be there. Just agencies throughout the city that will be giving information. Our people will be there from Murfreesboro City Schools giving out information that will just help parents to have their children to have a great year.
Yeah, you mentioned UT Extension, and the 4-H program is just amazing, what they're able to do here locally, and that just kind of brought into my mind, I was in 4-H, so I had a lot of things to do after school. Just to have kids very involved with not only school, that's what Linda Gilbert is all about, is the entire child, not just from when they're in the doors from 8 to 2 during the school day or something like that.
Linda Gilbert believes it takes a village.
Yeah.
And I really think it does. We, in our school system, we cannot do this by ourselves. We have to have parents involved. We have to have the community involved. Thank you for inviting me today, because we need exposure that we're doing these great things. And if we all work together and we all come together, there's not a child that can't be the very most they can be in school, and that's what we want them to be able to do.
Unfortunately, I think the parent involvement has really gone down, at least from the time when I was in school, and in today's society, it seems like parents are not as involved, and much of that is probably because of single-family homes or just demands on work and things
yes.
of that nature.
Yes, and we're finding that in city schools. But you know, we are working very hard to be creative in our approaches to get parents into the schools. And you know, all parents love their children. They're just busy people and things. But we have all kind of events. We have focused on different schools with things going on with parent involvement with events. We have another event coming up in September, and I don't have the dates on that, called Healthy Me, Healthy You with Discovery Center, about tips for parents to learn about health issues for children. So we're in those schools. We're doing parent coffees. We're doing parent nights. We're doing parenting classes to help the children to excel. So throughout our system, we are focused on parent involvement, and we have certain people that just focus on that. So we think we're at least we think we've got things in order that they should be.
Well, obviously it's important. Otherwise, those resources would be used for something else.
Well, it takes all of us to add to the success of a child. And as Linda Gilbert always says, it's the whole child.
You know, at home, the battle is who can get mom's attention to help with homework, you know, with our two kids. And, you know, it's frustrating at times, obviously, being a parent in that kind of situation. But what makes me really think about this is the fact that, what about those kids who, when they may be doing this at 8:30 at night, and mom just came home or dad just came home, and they really don't have that support just to help with homework. You know, it kind of breaks your heart a bit, but there's a great support system there with the school system and parents and the teachers who are really helping out.
Yes, exactly. We did a thing last year. We did parent TCAP testing, that we set our parents down and we put them actually into a situation to show them what the TCAP test kind of looked like, how the children felt in the room when they were taking it. And parents walked away amazed, saying, "Wow, I didn't know it was this stressful. I didn't know my children had to do this." If you don't look around with what your children doing and be involved, you don't realize some of the stresses they have in school and some of the things that they have to accomplish every day.
And it changes from year to year, even with the grade. You know, things are different for my daughter, who is now in third grade, versus when my son, who is in sixth grade, was in third grade.
Absolutely.
You know?
Things have changed since I have been in this job.
Yeah.
Dynamics change. The changing of the economy. The demographics of people coming into, you know, the families that come in. We always are facing new challenges. But I think we try to overcome them, and that's why, with getting back to Blast to School, we want to set the tempo right from the beginning, that we're all in this together, and we all have to pay our part for our children to be successful in mm-hmm. school, and that's why we're kicking this off.
You know, I think I wonder what it would be like if parents actually took the TCAP test and you did their scores. I kind of think of the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader show.
I want to tell you, some of our parents had a tough time because we did it in several schools.
Did you?
And we didn't grade them, but they walked away just saying, "Wow, this is what our children have to do." And we talked about the importance of getting a good night's sleep the night before and a good breakfast when you get up in the morning. We had another class last year. We called it Tools of the Trade. And we just taught parents what to look for in a book bag. Make sure that nothing came home from that teacher. Read their journals that they have written in during the day. Take the time. That book bag has got a lot of valuable information in it, and you need to just take the time to sit down with your child and make sure that the homework is done. Make sure the teacher has sent any notes home. So please check that book bag tonight.
And you know, electronic media has certainly helped with that. The invent of email has really opened the communication.
Yes.
with teachers. It's really very, very nice to be able to just be an email away from asking a quick question, or and the teacher may be asking mom or dad, "Hey, should Johnny really be doing this or that?"
And teachers are responding to that. It's a quick and efficient way we all are. So we want to be available to our parents in city schools, from our, you know, from our central office staff to our support staff to our teachers. So.
Candy Clifford is joining us today. She is the community outreach coordinator for Murfreesboro City Schools. And upcoming on Saturday the 27th from 10 until 2 is the Blast Back to School event. And part of your job as community outreach coordinator is parent involvement and how to, teach parents how to navigate through how they can help their kids get an education. You've mentioned several different things, but it sounds like you have events all through the year.
We do. We have a parent brochure that we put out at the beginning of the year with all the activities through our schools, from what the classes are that we're doing to our parent coffees we do, to parent events. We do a lot of things for our international families with international dinners and things that we do because we want them involved. We know it's a little scary to be in a country that when you're far away from home and get to know all of us. So we work on that part of our, through our, we have a Hispanic community outreach coordinator. We have a family liaison coordinator to work with our Hispanic families. So we have social workers now that are in our school system that do all these things that we can work on that whole family and that child from 24 hours a day of what that child's doing to make them the best students they can be.
I can only imagine the language barrier is just a very small part of the problems of coming to a brand new country. Not speaking the language is huge, but still not knowing the way maybe things are done and how to help your child, it can be really scary, I would imagine.
Well, our cultural differences, and Ms. Tapia, who is our family liaison, she hosts a class on Mondays and Wednesday at Bellwood for her Hispanic families, and they just talk about things. They talk about issues from anything from coupons to, just the American system. Last year, we took them on a field trip, and they got to meet Mayor Bragg in his chambers. That was quite an exciting moment. We took them to get a library card. We took them to lunch and showed them how to order off a menu. All these things help them be more comfortable in Murfreesboro and in our schools. They feel a little bit more comfortable with all of us.
Helps the parents be more comfortable, and then obviously the kids as well, which that being primary concern number one, but it goes back to that whole family concept.
Yes. If parents are comfortable coming into their schools, their children will do better. We've got to get them in the doors of the school, and once they're in there, and they get past this comfort level, they're good to go. And it's challenging, but it's wonderful. And we have many, many wonderful parents, supportive parents through our schools. And we just want them to keep supporting us and keep coming to events. And we want them to come to Blast to School to kick this off and then continue all year with all the events. We probably host at least 4 to 5 parent events a month throughout our system.
Oh, is that right? That many?
So we are continuously doing community events throughout the system all year long.
There's just so much outreach. I know that the mobile health clinics and things of that nature, I mean, what a great asset. Where else, I mean, where do these ideas come from? I can't imagine every school system doing this kind of thing.
You know, I've always said, I have to say, and I've been in several school systems. Murfreesboro City School System is one of the most unique ones I have ever seen. And Linda Gilbert has such a vision for where she sees people, and she is able to fit people into roles that they are just so good in. And we just, we're very fortunate. Very fortunate in city schools.
The right leader at the right time, too.
Right leader at the right time, and we hope the right people in the right positions to get the jobs done, and that's what we strive to do, and we feel very confident this year. We feel good about ourselves going into this year, so please join. You join us, too, at Cannonsburg on Saturday.
Saturday the 27th. I want you to give me the lowdown once again on the Blast Back to School. What can kids expect? What can parents expect? And give us the when, where, and everything.
Expect to come and have a great time. I want you to meet our Teachers of the Year. I want you to bounce on the moon bounce. I want you to get your face painted. I want you to visit the mobile health van. It will be there that day. The library will be in attendance. We will have all our agencies there that you can talk to. We'll have food, and we're just going to have a great time. We'll have performances from our extended school program, from our drama department at the Bradley School of the Arts, and I don't think of a better way you could spend a Saturday than with us.
We didn't even get to talk about ESP, but what?
And they're there too.
It's awesome. It's awesome. So that's the Blast Back to School event at Cannonsburg, Saturday the 27th, a week from this Saturday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Cannonsburg. It's right downtown. It's on Front Street, so if you're driving down Broad Street, you'll hang a ride, and I'm sure that you'll have some signs or balloons or something at the corner of the street.
We will.
Very good. Candy, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And anytime you've got some events going on, be sure to let us know, and we'll be proud to tout them on the radio to let parents know about all of the great events coming up.
And I will do that. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Very good. Thank you very much. Candy Clifford joining us, Murfreesboro City Schools Community Outreach Coordinator here on WGNS AM/FM. We will take a break, and we will be right back.